Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. We kick off Opportunity Detroit today with Anthony Tomey. Anthony Tomey is the co-owner of Born in Detroit and the CEO of the Tomey Group. Anthony, welcome back to Opportunity Detroit.
Thank you for having me, and how are you?
I'm doing just great. I see that you have launched a new line of holiday apparel. Tell us about this for Born in Detroit.
Yeah, we're very excited. I mean, we have a bunch of new stuff for Christmas, obviously, for the holiday season. We have a bunch of those. We have a lot of different fall and winter clothes as well. Trying to shift over from the summer, obviously, and get some heavier things in there, some sweatshirts, some beanies, new hats. A whole new line of clothes with that. So we're really excited for that. And we're also moving the location, which is a little different. Yeah, we're moving here in the first week or two of January. Not far, about five doors down on Woodward, 1419 Woodward Ave. So after Christmas is done, we'll be moving the store over, and excited to still be on Woodward and right next to Lululemon and Salon 6.
So it sounds like it's been a pretty good idea to have started having a store in the city on Woodward, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, it's been great for us. I mean, it really put us on the map, and, I wasn't really sure if it was a brick and mortar is a legitimate business for us. And it's definitely proven that over the almost two years now, that we can survive and thrive. We've done very, very well. And, we're just kind of a boutique shop. And I think people just are like, hey, I'm downtown. I'm going to go check this out. I love Detroit. I love what's going on here. And they're coming to the store and buying gear, Detroit gear. So it's been great.
Now, what does the holiday clothing look like? What's on it?
We have a few, holiday like sweatshirts and hoodies and crew necks, and some of them are green and red, and it has Born in Detroit on there. Some of it has, some different things with Detroit. Some of it's holiday, Christmassy looking. Some of it's not, right? So it all depends. But there's definitely, you can get a variety of different things. Some of the things we had last year, we kind of reordered as well. They sold very well for us and are still selling well for us. So it's been great, and we got a lot of traffic. The last 2 weeks have been amazing, probably the best. Thanksgiving, but the whole Thanksgiving weekend was probably some of the best sales we've ever had. So,
oh, that's fantastic. For our listeners who may not know about
Thanksgiving, but the whole Thanksgiving weekend was probably some of the best sales we've ever had. So,
oh, that's fantastic. For our listeners who may not know about Born in Detroit, give us the history of how you got started and what exactly is this store?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we bought 8 Mile Vodka. And on the bottom of the bottle, it says Born in Detroit. And we're like, hey, can we buy this? We're like, well, we trademarked it. I said, okay, we'll buy it for, whatever amount. And we did. And it was kind of nothing. It was just a trademark. And we made it into an apparel line. We had fun with it. It was cool. We were online doing whatever. And then selling here and there to foundations and high schools and colleges and things like that. And then all of a sudden, we kind of had the idea to put a brick and mortar store just as a pop-up for the NFL draft in 2024. And we did very, very well. And hey, Bedrock was like, hey, we love what you did with the store. We were sponsored, helped out by Gardner White. They came in and furnished the entire place and set it all up for us. It was amazing. And like, we love what you guys did. You want to stay? And I said, sure. We stayed for a couple months. I'm like, okay, that'll be nice. We'll go through the summer. Tigers were doing well. Lions were doing well. And they're like, hey, we love what you guys are doing. Do you guys want to stay longer? It's like, sure, we'll try it and see what happens. And we did. And thankfully, we did, and things have been great for us. So we've just been kind of flourishing since then and starting to develop a lot of different relationships and partnerships within Metro Detroit, and things are going great for us. So can't complain.
Oh, it's a great story. Now, you also are working on a Jimmy John's in Corktown. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we haven't built a store in almost like 10 years. We've been, our expansion has been more growing by buying people out, right? Purchasing stores that are, ready to have people. Are about that 20-year mark, Jimmy John's, you have to remodel the entire store. A lot of people don't want to do that or spend the money to do that. It's about $150,000, $200,000 a store. So we've been kind of buying people out, but we decided there's a few pockets in Metro Detroit that we could purchase. So we bought a 5-pack of stores, and the first one's going to be downtown in Corktown, right in the corner of Michigan and Trumbull, the old Tiger Stadium right there.
This is a good sign that you are really believing in what's going on in the city. Can you talk a little bit about that? You said business is fabulous at Born in Detroit. You're investing even more in the city. Talk about what's really happening here in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy difference from 5 years ago, right?
Yes.
Right? during COVID, it was so hard in Detroit. You know, we had a really tough time. Thankfully, the other stores we had surrounding Detroit were supporting the stores. All three of our stores, we have, Campus Martius, we have the Ford building, we have Wayne State, and they struggled very much so because nobody was working downtown. Everything was remote. The students weren't at Wayne State. It was a very tough time. And from 5 years ago till now, the catering is back. Everyone's back in the buildings. The city is thriving. And I think the draft really put us back on the map overall. People believed now it's more of a tourist attraction. I think, you know, Bedrock and Dan Gilbert have done a great job of doing everything they can for the city. And it's just, you know, Mayor Duggan did a great job. Everyone did their part, right, to make this place thrive. And you know, really nice restaurants are coming in, some nice shopping. I mean, it's really going to become what it's always should have been, I think.
Now, you also just bought another new company or a set of companies. Talk a little bit about that. You are really busy, Anthony.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of sleep. I'm a big sleeper.
Like never?
Yeah, my brother and I, we just purchased a new company called, partnered with a new company called Phoenix Franchise Brands.
Okay.
And it's really cool. It's like they both were the franchisor of 7 different franchises, which is great. A lot of different sectors, not involving food, which is the first time we've kind of not done that, right? So we have two pet partners. We have Fetch, which is a dog walking, and a mobile pet grooming called Furry Land, which is, you know, I kind of laughed when I started thinking of the movie Dumb and Dumber, right? Like, you know, you put a big dog on it and all that. But that's not, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. People love their pets. They spend a lot of money.
Oh, yes.
And just the convenience of having, you know, when you're at work, someone come walk your dog. We have a GPS. So you can track where your dog's at with the walker and all that. And then the mobile pet grooming, it's just crucial. People just don't have time to go sit for an hour or two and get their pet groomed. That we come right to you. We have a med spa. We have a door company. We have a window company. We have a spray foam solution. We've just got a lot of cool, really cool things going on. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to just grow these brands here in Metro Detroit and Michigan and even nationwide. I mean, it's really available everywhere except for Hawaii. We're licensed to do franchises. So we're really excited to get involved with these guys.
So now, would you do something like this because you believe that there's a need in the city of Detroit, Metro Detroit, even the state of Michigan for these kind of services? Is that how that works, Anthony?
Yeah, I think there really is. So Jimmy John's is on the lower end of the expense report on a franchise, right? Jimmy John's will cost you about $400,000 to $500,000 per store to build it out and do everything you're supposed to do. These other franchises are $800,000 to $1 million. So it's just not attainable for everybody. And I think these franchises are great. You're looking at $80,000 to $150,000 startup. This could be something people can do. And if they're just kind of done with their job, like, hey, I've been here for 10 years, I'm really not moving up, I want to start my own business. You hear this story all the time, right? They're making too good of money to walk away from it, but they're never going to get to that next level. And so this is something they could do. They can have their, keep their job for a little while, buy one of these franchises, get them going, make one or two or three stores, make some money. Then all of a sudden you can leave your job and then you have that nest to be able to go and grow your own business. And something like this is great. And these are all necessities, I feel like, right? I mean, everyone has to have doors. Everybody has to have insulation. Everybody has to have flooring. Pets are a huge necessity, right? You know, there's a lot of great things we can do with this. And I think people will really love when I present it here this week. This is our official announcement right now, actually. You're the first one to know. We're going to announce it here later this week, through the papers and TV and through the, you know, press release and all that stuff. So you're the first one to know, Ann.
Oh, I love it. So thank you for that. The other thing is, what you're talking about here is giving people an opportunity to become involved in being an entrepreneur and starting their own business at a somewhat, I would say, affordable level. Am I reading
100%.
That correctly?
That's exactly what it is. And that's why we kind of got into it. We're like, man, this can really, you know, we've been in the business 22 years, right? We've done Jimmy John's for 22 years. And Jimmy John's is great. It's affordable for once you get going. Like, but not everybody has a couple $100,000 in their pocket, or they don't have access to a bank that would give them that kind of, give them that kind of loan. So being able to afford something like this, either out of pocket or you could get a loan for $100,000, right? It's not a $500,000 or $1 million. It's affordable to get going, to start it up. It's not necessarily a brick and mortar as well, right? So you can get people to working on their own time. And it's just a great opportunity. And I think people really want to own their own business. They see these entrepreneurs going and working hard. And it's not one of those things where you can just open the door and make money. You really got to work at it. But it gives people that opportunity to do so that maybe haven't been able to do that in the past.
What kind of advice do you have for our listeners out there who may want to do this? Like, how would you encourage them to, you know what, jump in, think about trying something like this? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. I mean, I really think it's great for anyone. I mean, as long as you're willing to put some effort into these things, these, you know, your own business will always work if you do it the right way, right? People that don't do well normally are just, you can't just open the door and expect money to come in, right? You got to do it the right way. I think it's a great opportunity because you get what you put in, right? If you want to work at it, you want to get people involved, you want to give great customer service, people are going to love that, right? Everyone wants convenience anymore, drive-thrus and online and all those different things. They want the convenience and they're willing to pay for that. And I think it's just a great opportunity for people to just say, hey, I like what I'm doing, it's good, it's a good deal for me, but there is a ceiling here. I'm not really moving up and there's not an opportunity. And I think especially this time of year, you know, end of the year, beginning of the year, people are just like, man, I want a fresh start. I want to do something new. I want to do something different. And this is one of those things you can do, and you can make it happen for an affordable price.
Well, I love talking to you, Anthony Tomey, because you're always coming up with great ideas. And I really appreciate all the time that you've given us today. Thank you.
Always. Anytime. Always an honor to be on the show with you.
Anthony Tomey, co-owner of Born in Detroit and CEO of the Tomey Group. You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. Coming up next, Menorah in the D takes place tonight. We'll tell you all about it.